Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. All back. We have a lot of old music today as we dig through music history. Older music. Sleepwalk from Santo and Johnny from 1959. Santo Farina. He's the Santo half of Santo and Johnny. Born on this day back in 1937, and as far as I know, he is actually still with us. He's the steel guitar player of Santo and Johnny. Born on this day back in 1937, we hear Sleepwalk. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Thank you so much for joining us on the program and joining us on the phone lines right now, Claire Cruising, spokesperson for Stop the Hit Coalition, representing small businesses and their employees, their efforts to repeal the health insurance tax. Claire, thank you so much for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. And I like the throwback music day.
we went way back for that one, yes. Stop the Hit Coalition. You can find out more at stopthehit.com. I guess we first should kind of define our terms, Claire. What is the HIT, the health insurance tax?
So the health insurance tax is a tax that was included as part of the Affordable Care Act. And while it was a financing mechanism, you know, as part of the law, it's actually a sales tax on health insurance. So anyone who's purchasing coverage on their own, or in the case of our coalition, purchasing coverage on behalf of small business employees, are paying this tax. And so it went into effect in 2014, and what we've seen over, you know, many, many years now, is that it actually makes it much harder for families across the country, and especially in Michigan, to afford their health insurance. So our focus, both in D.C. and across states and in states like Michigan, is to make sure policymakers and really, you know, the general public is aware of the tax and encourage those efforts to suspend or repeal it. The good news is that there's bipartisan support in Congress among Republicans and Democrats to repeal the tax overall, and a strong group of Michigan supporters in Congress that are continually pushing for suspending this tax. And so we're really focused at the end of the year of encouraging Congress to suspend it one more time before it hits folks' pocketbooks in January.
And the coalition, which you are a spokesperson for, Stop the Hit, is made up of a bunch of business groups. I mean, Michigan Chamber is part of it too, right?
Correct. So we represent about 30 groups nationwide, but a number of local and state-based chapters across the country. So local chambers, local farm bureaus, and other small business groups who have been actively involved at the state and federal levels to make sure that Congress really does take action to make sure that the small business employees who, you know, already have a lot of costs and expenses overall don't have to face another tax on their health care.
And this is, you know, chamber and small business, certainly, but who gets hit by the hit is really a cross-section of America. It's low- and middle-income families, seniors, young workers. All of them can be hit by this health insurance tax.
Correct. And it really does hit the middle class probably the hardest. So if you think about the folks who are working in really the backbone of the American economy, they're the ones that are paying this tax. It also hits seniors in terms of their Medicare Advantage coverage. If you are purchasing coverage on your own in the exchanges, you're also paying this tax. And what we found is that, you know, if there's a push to make sure that folks have insurance and making sure that they have coverage, it's ironic to then tax that health insurance that they depend on and make it harder for them to afford. So we, again, have been pushing Congress for the last several years to repeal this tax outright.
I know that, by the way, Claire Cruising with us, spokesperson for Stop the Hit Coalition, stopthehit.com. I know the former Republican Congress had suspended the tax for this year, and the question is what's happening as we go to 2020. But refresh my memory. Has this tax ever actually been collected since Obamacare became law?
So it has. There's been a number of suspensions, as you mentioned, both under President Obama and President Trump, which is a rare sort of feat in Washington when you have support from both sides of the aisle and both parties. But certainly we've seen, I think, a growing focus within sort of the Trump administration and even Republican and Democratic-led Congresses where, you know, there is this desire to make coverage more affordable and a recognition that, you know, the hit makes that far more challenging when folks are going to sign up for coverage. So we're hopeful and encouraging both leaders in the House and in the Senate, as well as the Trump administration, that this is a priority. Again, the hit comes back January 1, 2020. Mm-hmm. So moving quickly to make sure that that doesn't hit folks right when they're signing up or enrolling in insurance.
Democrats control the House, Claire. That means that they will determine whether or not this issue comes up for a vote in the House. That means not just leadership, but rank and file Democrats can have an effect on whether a bill to stop the health insurance tax happens in the House. Is there pressure now to perhaps get that done?
There is. There's certainly, I think, a strong desire to wrap this up by the end of the year, and a number of our coalition members are active in the states and in D.C. to make sure policymakers know, as they're wrapping up their end-of-the-year business, that suspending the health insurance tax is the number one priority for them. And we've been encouraged. There's, again, been support from Republicans and Democrats to suspend and provide HIT relief for small businesses and local groups. And so really our goal and why we're mobilizing now is to make sure this gets done. And again, it is one of those flawed policies that, in the grand scheme of things, the intent doesn't do anything to help the middle class. And if Congress is serious about making health care affordable, then repealing and suspending the HIT tax is the best way to do that.
And then real quickly, Claire, before we let you go, is there any real conversation now about a repeal, something more permanent? Or are we still looking at potentially a year-to-year sort of situation with determining, you know, people like consistency and the ability to plan? We're going to have any sort of consistency in planning available with the HIT tax?
That's a great question. So a number of lawmakers have introduced legislation for a two-year delay, so both in the House and the Senate, as well as a full repeal bill in the House and the Senate. Our goal obviously would be to repeal it outright so that small businesses don't have to worry about the year-to-year uncertainty. But even having the two-year suspension, which would make a huge difference for folks as they're calculating their annual health care costs or looking at, you know, even a couple of months down the road, having that ability and certainty would be important.
Claire Cruising, spokeswoman for Stop the Hit, CoalitionStopTheHit.com. Thanks for joining us on the Steve Gruber Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Wendy Block, Vice President of Business Advocacy for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber has been the state's leading business advocacy organization for the past 60 years. Every day we work with state lawmakers in Lansing to promote and support policies that are essential for job creation, economic growth, and free enterprise. Our advocacy team defends business interests and actively promotes pro-business legislative initiatives. Whether it's education, environment, healthcare, or infrastructure, we are committed to standing up for all businesses, large and small. The Michigan Chamber delivers powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members, representing 1 million employees across the state. We are proud to be the leading voice for business in Michigan.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
It was a moment.
It was a moment that changed my life.
We looked down from the chopper and saw the whole area was flooded.
At that moment, it really hit me. This is why I joined the Guard.
People had gone up to the rooftops to escape the rising waters.
Talk about intense moments. We had to lower the guys online some 30 feet down.
This is where teamwork and training really paid off.
It took steady nerves and steady hands for the chopper pilots to hover like that.
No question, guard pilots are the best in the world.
I couldn't believe it. I just saved a life.
What could be better than serving the people of my hometown?
In the National Guard, you serve your community as well as your country while you work or attend college. In return, you gain skills in which you can build a career and receive benefits that can help you pay for college. Learn more about what it means to be a citizen soldier at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.